Ready.
Ladies and gentlemen,
as board chair, Dwayne Lark, I've been informed that we do have a quorum. I request that the secretary call the roll.
Ira Agai. Teresa Allen. Alon Alon. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Adriana Casanave.
She's here.
Mary Elena Castellanos.
Castellanos is present.
Yes, sir.
My understanding is that Mary Elena has resigned and that her position was filled by Kevin Wright. And that's basically an election, fulfilling an election position. And that's not reciprocal.
His point of order is taken.
I'm sorry.
Your point of order is taken, sir. But I'd like to hear from other members on this point. Go ahead.
I appreciate that you might want to argue that point, but until we actually call the roll and get at least a quorum on record, it's pointless to even try to bring it up. So we at least finish calling the roll?
I think that would be in order.
Maria Elena Castellanos is present.
Phil Collins. Don Cook.
Here.
Adriana
Casanave. I gotcha. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Anissa Faruqi.
Here.
Hank Lamb.
Here.
Dwayne Lark.
Present and accounted for.
Gerald Lynch.
Cliff Smith is here.
Susie Moreno.
And Nancy's just coming out.
Susan Radwan. Nancy. Deborah Shafto.
Here.
Ted Weiskel.
Here.
Joseph Davis.
Present.
Tony Cox. Mike Lewis. I'll change it when they walk in. Mike Lewis. Venetia Patel Adams.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Here.
Cliff Smith. Present.
Present.
Dwayne Bradley.
Here, Dwayne.
No, Mike Lewis is here.
All right.
Okay, Mike Lewis is
Mike
here.
Mike Lewis is here.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
How are you?
Tony Cox is here?
Yes.
Okay.
Just your eye.
And Mike Lewis. I've got you present.
Okay, Nancy's here.
Susie Moreno. Susie Moreno is here. She said that she's
here. Yeah, I saw that.
Point of order, you didn't call Kevin White.
I wasn't informed to put you on the roll.
It doesn't have to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, what I want to do now is to remind each of you and remind myself of a motion on investigation at the KPFT performed by the Pacifica PNB new policy. Thank you, sir. If you would take one. Give me one and pass it on. Pacifica's PNB new policy on removal of board members for violence or threats of violence. Now, I'm sure you all got a copy of this, so you're familiar with it. But it states what the stipulations are for repercussions for threatening each other and doing all those kind of things that are unbecoming of a Pacifican. And I also want to remind us that it's my job to make...
I'm sorry.
I thought that was...
I'm a little tornado.
As chair, it's my job to maintain order.
Yes, sir.
And I intend to do so. And we are going to discuss civilly, respectfully, each person likely will have a right to discharge their positions, and we're going to vote. Because I have every reason to believe that my ruling will be challenged, and my ruling is such that there was no resignation. There was no words used for resignation. The member that claimed to have the seat was never seated. I will admit there were some errors made, including my good friend, Mr. Crozier, welcoming a new member without doing the due diligence necessary that I'm sure some of you are not even aware of. That just because a person is enlisted, there are things you have to verify that the person is still eligible. That was my responsibility before welcoming, as I stated. I'm sure you'll get your option. So the ruling of the chair is that there was no resignation. Therefore, there is no seating of Mr. Kevin White.
I challenge the chair, sir.
And I expected such.
I have a consent item.
Well, it wouldn't be in order for a consent item right now.
Later, right?
Well, when it comes up, if it comes up.
Point of information.
Yes, sir.
My understanding is that Raylena sent an email to the LSB, which people have interpreted as being a resignation. And prior to the time that Kevin White's name appeared on the agenda on the meeting, which was postponed. Is that correct? And if so, could we have a reading of this is it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. That fulfills what I needed for information. And I would like to read it for everyone else. And this is
point,
dated...
Yes, ma'am.
Point of information that also my withdrawal, of my withdrawal or my rescission...
I hope he would read that, too. He should be in a train.
If that's going to be read, also be read.
Do you have that? Do you have that available? I'll let you read that after he does.
I have the floor, and
go ahead, sir.
I'm allowed to continue speaking without anybody else interrupting.
Well, that may happen, but go right ahead and speak.
I must withdraw from my listener's delegate position on KPFT's LSB.
Okay. Speak up for the gallery, if you would. Speak louder.
I must withdraw from my listener-sponsored delegate position on KPFT's LSB, effective immediately. There's more about the reasons for it. I'm grateful for the opportunity I've completed a 3-year term, et cetera. But that seems rather clear to me.
And that's?
Another point of information. After receiving this email, somehow Kevin White's name appeared on the...
On the proposed agenda, yes.
On the proposed agenda... as replacing Maria Lena. How did that happen?
Well, since you asked the question and I'm responsible for it, I stated earlier, the chain of command was broken by Mr. Bill Crozier, my good friend with good intentions, I'm sure, when he welcomed Mr. White into the board. That was out of order. Secondly, our finance chair sent an email. No, sir. Our finance chair sent an email kind of on top of that. I did some verification, and it was my understanding that the gentleman was in good standing. So with the proposed agenda, seeing no reason why not to, I placed his name on the ballot, on the agenda. But it's a proposed agenda. Subsequent to your question, there was no seating. There was no meetings, interim, so there has been no action on this so-called, whether you call it resignation, whether you call it I quit, whether you call it communique of intent, whatever you call it, there was no actions taken. Yes, sir.
The bylaws, sir, as I understand it, require no actions whatsoever, and it says very clearly in there that when you resign, you're done, you're out, it's official.
Well, now I think it's in order, since the challenge has been made, and I assume it's been seconded, that each person around the table will have an opportunity to give forth their wisdom on this matter. Yes, ma'am.
The chair, point of information. I want to read. We read already the original March 18.
Why don't y'all join me in putting your phones to silence?
I want to read. From March 18, 2016, from Mr. Kevin White, to the chair with coffee to Bill Croucher, Maria Elena, LSB, Wayne Bradley.
Point of order.
Subject.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What is your point of order, sir?
A point of information or a request for information is a short statement asking for procedural information. It is not for giving information. And my dear friend, Maria Elena Castellanos, Adriana Casaneva.
I think we get your point. I think we get your point, sir.
Is
and I take you under advisement. Continue, ma'am.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. Point of information. Continue, ma'am. Let the lady make her point, please.
Could you've had the decency of making your point.
Sorry,
could you not let the lady make...
You can't take it under advisement. You need to make a decision about the point of order. You can talk about the point of order, but you can't ignore what he said and let her continue, because that's the point of order he's making, that this is not a point of information.
Well, his point is out of order.
And I appeal the decision, Mr. Chair.
Of course you do. Now we got two. Hold on. Now we have two appeals of the chair.
What the hell is that?
We have two.
What does that mean?
Because we have two. The hell? That's one. That's one. That's one.
Of course you do.
Sir, your actions and your words are threatened.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Point of personal.
Your words and actions are threatened. I would ask you to tone it down.
That was a slur and an insult.
You're a little animated. A little too animated.
I'll calm down.
So now, now
it was still a slur.
A slur. I know slurs, and that's no slur. I could give you one, but that's not. No slur.
Okay.
Now, ma'am, will
of course you do.
Will you continue?
Mr. Chair, you may still have a group on point of order.
Well, we actually got two challenges before the chair, so why don't you take up the first one, which is the challenge that's on the floor in the first place, if you want to do order. It would seem reasonable-minded people would take the first challenge first instead of stacking challenges so that we'll be able to get no work done at all tonight.
Parliamentary procedure.
If things are done right, we won't have that problem.
In fact, when there's a point of order made, when there's a point of order on the floor and it's being discussed, there is no appeal from that, from the decision of the chair. So we don't actually have a choice about that. We have to take our chair's decision on any points of order that are made from now and until we complete the original discussion on the first point of order.
Mr. Master Parliamentarian, do you agree with that?
Point of order.
He's got a master's.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm too invested in this. Would you please repeat what I'm supposed to agree to, or not agree to?
Point of personal privilege.
What is your personal privilege, ma'am?
I don't need to do this if that will entangle that situation. What I want is being expunged from the record that using the same point of information, Mr. Ryder read one email.
The
I agree totally to withdraw my reading, and I will make my objection when it's my time to talk about it.
Okay, so now we're back to the challenge of the chair.
It's moved. We can go around the circle like you were starting to.
Well, thank you very much for your approval. Hearing no objections, why don't we start to my most right? Madam
Patel.
No? You pass? We'll come back to you. I'm sure you'll have something in there.
I have some information. I've already looked into this issue, and if you'd like me to hand out this information to people to review, because it covers the bylaws.
Hold on. Let me, for your sake and the rest of the sake, where we are now is each of you are giving your reasoning behind why the chair's ruling is either in order or out of order, and then we'll vote after I have the last say. I think we have. Okay. 20 minutes, is that?
I meant per person.
Oh, 2 minutes.
Okay.
What that gives us, about 38, 40 minutes?
So you're offering me the chance to express my opinion on the chair's ruling.
I'm offering you to express your opinion. If you want to pass out the literature, I'll start your time after you get the literature in their hands so they can look at it while they're talking to you,
okay,
or while you're talking to them.
Why don't we go move on to the next person?
Okay, Susie, I'm going to come back to him.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to at least keep him on the fence and so they have
Susan.
Chair, I recognize the
thank you.
The attendance of...
Where it is the chair's responsibility to recognize, but I get your intent. Therefore, the chair recognizes that Alana Purim has arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Susan, do you want me to come back to you?
I just have something very simple.
Let me get a little more. That only means that we want order. We can't really restrict her. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have a process going forward, and if the speaker can have your attention, we will be able to expedite. Now, I will be going out and getting Dewey's bell, and it's a lot louder. Appreciate that, Dewey. But we want to hear from the member, Moreno. Okay, gentlemen. Sidebars aside, thank you for your attention.
Chairman, I asked members of the board when they said something.
I cannot hear.
Let's talk louder. And y'all say I talk too loud, but I think he appreciates that. So let's raise the voice level so the people in the gallery can hear.
This is my opinion, and my opinion is that one can resign and one can withdraw their resignation before it comes to the board and before we accept the resignation, period. I'm open to listen to what everybody else has to say. This is my opinion at this point. Nothing further to say.
Oh, well, I didn't even get the clock started, okay. Now, I'm going to get the clock started on you. You hold on.
Mr. Chair?
Uh-huh. What, do you have a motion? I mean, do you have a personal privilege? Do you have a...
The reason I asked for personal privilege is because I would like to read the rescission of my withdrawal word for word.
So well, you
know what we're talking about as to whether because it was sent out and therefore it vacates any issue of a resignation or withdrawal.
Your point of order.
So I would like to simply read this language of rescission.
No, ma'am, I'm not going to allow that right now.
Okay.
You'll get your 2 minutes. She'll get her 2 minutes, and we want to now set the clock up so I'm not accused of giving time. Where are the people? Anybody else? I'm sure we got 3-4 other people doing clocking here, so I'm not alone, am I? All right. Your time starts, ma'am.
The same day that we received the text from Magdalena Castellanos, we received an email from Mr. Kevin White, dated March 18, 2016, where he said, since I'm not a member until seated, could you, as chair, elected to you, place my motion to create a benefit committee on the agenda.
Could you repeat that?
He said, since
I'm
not a member...
And who is this email from?
From Kevin White to you.
Okay.
It's copied to all of us.
I remember that.
Since I'm not a member until seated, could you, as chair, place my motion to create a benefit committee on the agenda? We should commit ourselves to at least for benefit for the for the year to be organized entirely by the local station board to earn money for the station. This signed by Kevin White. The same day that Maria Elena Castellano sent her text message, and after he was received by the...
You got 30 seconds.
That's why I think that my opinion is we have all the bylaws. I think that some of you are working with this. Everybody knows what we think about this, and I think that we should expedite the issue. That's it. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Under 1 minute and 40 seconds. Next.
As far as I've read, the bylaws point to Roberts, and we should just go by Roberts.
That it? Very well. Next.
We do not operate under Roberts in this circumstance when our board has precedent and priorities and procedures in place. We follow our own bylaws rather than Roberts. So Roberts is not even accountable, shouldn't even be in the discussion. There is also no provision in our bylaws to redecide, to undecide, to change your mind. A resignation is a resignation, and in no circumstances is it revocable.
That's it?
Yep.
Very good. 24 seconds. Oh, y'all on the road.
I've already sent you all ample argument about why the bylaws are very clear. As soon as you resign, you're off the board. And Kevin White is automatically on the board. Whether Kevin White knows that or not is not really relevant. Beyond that, if you think that you have to approve the resignation in order for it to be valid, that means you think you could disapprove it. But your action, you could say no to resignation from the board. That's absurd. If someone says they want to resign, you have nothing to say about that. You simply have to accept their resignation. This is a voluntary organization. Ted's argument about people wanting to not do a duty but stay on the board is completely irrelevant. Except Robert's rules had nothing, that argument in Robert's rules had nothing to do with this. If someone says, I don't want to be part of this organization anymore, this organization has no way to say, well, you have to be and you can't, you're not resigned until we say so. That's absurd.
That it?
That's it.
Under 1 minute. Next.
Okay, well, I agree with George, and just again, read, for those of you who may have come in late, I'll just read from Maria Elena's email that she sent on March 18th. Quote, I must withdraw from my listener-sponsored delegate position on KPFD's LSB, effective immediately, because of, and then she lists some reasons. I'm grateful for the opportunity to have completed a three-year term, which began with my election in December 2012. And then reading from the bylaws, as also to George and several other people were pointing out, well, first, and as Deb mentioned, the bylaws trump Roberts. Roberts applies, and according to the bylaws, Roberts applies when there's no rule in the bylaws. The bylaws always take precedence. And it's very clear, Article 4, Section 9, is on removal of delegates. Any delegate shall be removed from the position of delegate and cease to be a delegate upon the occurrence of any of the following. A, said delegate's death or resignation, and then a bunch of other things, for example, missing, you know, having three unexcused absences or being removed. And so there's nothing about the LSB having to take any action. There's nothing about the LSB having to approve a resignation or accept it. I was the chair of our LSB previously when I was on the board for 2 years. I was on our LSB for 6 years total previously. There were quite a few people who resigned during when I was chair and also other times I was chair. I don't recall anybody ever challenging this thing, saying that you can take it back. The next person in line, the next runner-up, was always effective on this LSB immediately. You don't have to wait for a meeting or anything else, just as the bylaws indicate. And so I'm just surprised that all of a sudden now there's this challenge to this. And as George points out, it would be absurd if you take the opposite position. Suppose you did not want to accept somebody's resignation. It doesn't make any sense that the LSB would be able to not accept the resignation. It's up to the person who resigned. And I think she'd welcome Mariela to run for the board again. We're having elections later this year, and she's put her name in the ring again. Thank you.
All right. Next.
I pass.
Okay. Next.
I pass.
All right. Hold on. Next. Alana Lyon.
The paper that we just passed around to everybody, 2 pages started with the matter of, contains the word resign 16 times to my count. My difference is that Maria Elena never used the word resign. She said withdraw. I interpret that to mean that she was suspending any activities in the interim until further notice, and being as the meetings were postponed and so forth, in the interim, she notified us that the problem that she had causing her to suspend her activities had been resolved. And it's my interpretation that she did not resign, and therefore all this about the bylaws pertaining to resignations are moot and not applicable. So that is my position on this. I hope there are some others who tend to agree with this interpretation of the words, that you never use the word resign. Thank you.
Thank you. Under 2 minutes. Next.
Okay. 2 minutes. Withdrawal and suspend are not synonyms for one another. So that, I don't understand that point. Here, it only matters. On 318, she said she would express her desire to withdraw. Okay? So it doesn't matter what email was sent after that, what was said after that. And we've all been, most of us have been here for a while, and we've seen many people since I've been on the board who have withdrawn. And then, you know what? They were, other people automatically came and stepped up here. So let's be honest. This is what this is all about. One group has power. This is what I've always said to each and one of you guys individually, or not most of you. This is about one group has power, and now the other group's got power. And now the group that has power is trying to bend and break the rules, jump through hoops, kind of like, you know, bend backwards 3 times to make this look good. Okay, it's realistically, she liked to withdraw. Okay, and that's what she wrote. At some point, we can't keep playing these little high school games. We're not accomplishing anything by just trying to keep our friends here so that we can get votes later for something else, which is what this is. So let's be adults about it. We all know what withdrawal means. We all know it didn't mean suspend. We're not stupid here, most of us. So let's just be honest. We're trying to keep our person on for votes because this group has power over this group. And then when that group's here, you know, that group does the other one dirty. That's what this is. And it's a waste of KPL time. It's a waste of everybody's time who comes here. And we look stupid jumping back and bending 3 times to say, what part of is does is mean? You know, did she have sex with her or not? I mean, you understand what it means. We all understand what she meant. She maybe shouldn't have done it because, you know what, it changes the numbers. But you know what, sometimes you make a statement and it does put you out there and you have to live with the consequences of that statement. And I'm sorry, I don't want to come across aggressive.
Thank you, Phil.
And we will ask those in the gallery to refrain from any comments. Otherwise, you'll be considered disruptive. Your time will come at the appropriate public comments. Thank you for your participation. Next.
I've been on this board long enough to know that you guys care less what anyone else thinks. So I will just say that whoever gets the seat, let's raise some money. Okay? That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Under 11 seconds. Next.
Well, the word withdraw, the very first synonym is remove. And a removal of yourself from a position is a resignation under anyone's dictionary or thesaurus. The one line in our bylaws is the line that George read. It leads to no other actions. It leads to nothing in that entire section about rescinding. There's nothing in there about it whatsoever in our bylaws. Now, if we had a situation where we had to step down to Robert's Rules of Order for a decision on it, fine. Robert's Rules has something like that. But we don't have that opportunity here. There's no call for us to have any action. There's no call for us to make any decision. It's an individual choice. And if the individual chooses to do that, we have no right to disagree with it in any way. The problem here is, she changed her mind after a period of time when everybody here thought she resigned. Everyone did. And anyone saying they didn't think it was dishonest. We all thought she resigned. So let's go with what we all thought and agreed on because nobody even questioned it until she rescinded. And there's no rule for rescission at all anywhere in the bylaws. There's no opportunity for it. If you read your bylaws, which everybody here should have done ad nauseum by now, there's no place for it.
Thank you. Next.
Okay, I think that we should stick with the bylaws, but if somebody did withdraw and then they wanted to get back on the board, then we should all go through find out why they wanted to withdraw and then, you know, see why they wanted to come back on the board. No one's ever addressed that issue of why they wanted to withdraw and now they want to come back. I think that, you know, should be all put on the table. Because withdrawal does move, would mean you're removing, just like when I played football, we withdrew a play. It didn't mean that we executed the play. We did not do it. That's what I'm trying to say, that we need to find out, get back to the meat and potatoes, why she wanted to withdraw and why she wants to come back.
Very good. Under 40 seconds. Next.
Because it is not stated does not mean it is not allowed. Jerry, how do you say that in Latin? I'm sorry that Kevin was got his hopes up, but I assure him before long he will be on this board, and I don't understand why we're making such a great group of hubbub about that for Kevin's sake. In the interest of this becoming, you know, local station board becoming the collegiate body I would like it to be, I intend to vote when the motion is placed and however it's phrased. I intend to vote to allow Maria Elena's to rescind her resignation or withdrawal or whatever it was. And I would add that if anyone did resign and then change their mind, I swear, any one of you were to resign and then say, wait a minute, I didn't get that inheritance I was counting on someone on the board, this high-paying, lucrative job. Anyway, I would vote for you to be allowed to stay on the board, too. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Cook. Next.
I agree with Susie. She's got the best version of the whole dilemma. I vote higher than she wrote.
Okay. You have the record.
Given
8 seconds. Next.
I appreciate the spirit of Maria Elena's saying withdrawal. She was in a very difficult situation, taking care of a very sick relative. But when this relative got better, she was starting to worry whether she would be a part of this KPFT LSB. And I think this discussion to not accept this and to say that we accepted when we did not accept the resignation and we didn't even have another meeting, I think the spirit should be appreciated. And I like what Susie said. I like what Alana Lund said too. It was not a resignation, it said withdrawal.
Next.
In my opinion.
Let me restart. Mm-hmm. I have enough. Be accused. Go right here.
It's not a matter of opinion, and it's not a matter of interpretation. And these are two words that people have used. Opinion and interpretation. Our bylaws are really, really clear. And I agree with Phil that we look like idiots. And in many instances, I do not agree with Kevin White. Find him personally annoying many times.
She's right.
But to be fickle, to be interpreted as being fickle, to say, well, I'm leaving, I'm gone, and then decide to change your mind is just, it's contrary to the bylaws.
Thank you. Ted?
I follow the rules. And when my friend Adriana starts to abuse a point of information or request for information. I almost did it with George. He was also abusing the rules. And he gave a lot of information before he asked a question. They were both wrong. But I've gotten beaten up in this body for saying point of order, point of order, point of order. So I try to let things slide. But thankfully, Adriana recognized that she wasn't following the rules, and she ceased. To suggest that Robert's Rules of Order is irrelevant in this case is about as dishonest as the process was when I was tried and there was an attempt to remove me from this board. Robert's rule says that when you try someone, before you do, you establish an investigative committee.
1 minute left.
That was never done. Did anybody care about the violation of the rules? No. We violate the rules when we make absolutely no effort to either broadcast or stream these meetings. Those are in our bylaws. But our bylaws very clearly say that someone shall be removed. But it also says when officers of the foundation resign, that's immediate. But shall is nebulous. Shall is like the word will. It's a synonym. I looked it up in Wikipedia. Will you marry me? No, we're not married yet. Will you marry me is an intent. Shall. It's nebulous until you have to go to Roberts. And it's clear that she did not resign and we didn't accept her resignation.
Under 2 minutes. All right. Next.
Well, since I think I should have more than 2 minutes, but I'll only take 2 minutes. Number one, there's a big confusion between when does the board carry out official business? When we're expressing opinions and discussing stuff by email, that is not official business. The only official decisions made by the LSB is when it meets at its monthly meetings and it takes the board. And it takes a vote, and it accepts or rejects, and it's in the bylaws. It can accept or reject a removal of a delegate, a member of this body, on the basis of a resignation. My first expression of I did not use the word resignation. I said I had to withdraw, and it wasn't fickle. It was because I was a primary caregiver for a very sick relative who went into hospitalization at that point in time, and I gave that reason. Then also when I submitted my rescission, I also gave that reason, and I gave it with this express language. Following 22 consecutive days of hospitalization, my family member was released to a managed care group home on 4/8/16, thereby enabling me to continue service on the KPFT-LSB. I advised the KPFT-LSB chairman, Dwayne Lark, last night on 4/8/16 of my rescission of my notice of withdrawal. I will attend the April KPFT-LSB meeting, assuming weather and safe driving conditions permit. I am grateful to all of you for expressions of empathy for my family member during the past many weeks of her very scary health crisis. Sincerely, Maria Elena Castellanos, KPFT-LSB, listener-sponsored elected delegate. Submitted 4/8/16, emailed on Saturday, 4/9/16 at 8:36 a.m.
Next.
I agree with Susie, Alana Lon, and Don Cook.
Do I get to go?
That's it. Next, did you want to go?
No, I don't have much to say about it.
You would be the last one, sir.
Oh, okay. Give me my 2 minutes. Okay, I only have 2 minutes. You all have the handouts right in front of you. I have copies of the bylaws. I have the Robert's Rules of Order right there. You want to check something? We're going to check it right now. On the second page, Article 4, okay, Section 9A, said delegates, death or resignation, there is no specification. Please, they don't have to
okay.
Have 2 minutes.
Wait.
You can have your 2 minutes.
This means stop talking. That order means order. Now, you are out of order.
I apologize.
Thank you very much. Let's have the same respect that we've accorded every other speaker, whether we agree, like, or whatever, I'll start your time over. But let's be civil, even when we disagree.
There is only one entry in the bylaws, which I have in my hand, and I will read it right now. Article 4, Section 9, Part A, said delegate's death or resignation. There is no specifics on how a resignation is to be handled, which then refers down to Article 16, Parliamentary Procedures. I quote, the rules contained in Robert's Rules of Civil Advice, as amended from time to time, shall govern the foundation in all cases where they are applicable, and in which case they are not inconsistent with these bylaws and any special rules of order. We absolutely are required by our bylaws to use Robert's Rules of Order. I went through the orders. I went through the entire index. I found every entry in Robert's Rules. There are a total of 12 separate entries. Of those 12 entries, 8 of them refer to basically there is a motion that is required to accept a resignation. If a motion to accept a resignation has not been processed, there is no resignation. That must occur. That is my statement. Therefore, she has not, as long as her intent is clear at the beginning of this meeting, to try to force her off this board would be a direct violation of her rights. And everybody's personal board has the right to sit on this board who is elected to it. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, can we read the bylaw again one time?
Well, I believe each person has been afforded the same amount of time.
Not me. I'd like to speak.
Well, Mr. White, you're not a member of the board yet.
I'd like
therefore,
to speak anyway.
I'm going to do what the... You want to talk about bylaws? You want to talk about Robert Rules of Order? Robert Rules of Order said that the chair's decision was challenged. Each person, member of the body, gets to speak. The chair gets to close. That is about what is to happen. Now, I'll be fair, hold myself to 2 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, as usual, there have been a lot of accusations about what folks' motives are. Now, how one can tell me what I think, you really ought to can that. You ought to sell it, because that's really good talent, because you don't know what I'm thinking. Nevertheless, the bylaws are explicit about when an officer of the foundation resigns. It's explicit. And the reason is it's for fiduciary responsibilities. Somebody's got to do the job. Therefore, sir, since you interrupted me, each time you interrupt me, I'm going to start my time over.
Are you saying she's not an officer?
Oh, my God.
She's not an officer.
That's why it doesn't apply.
Officers in the bylaws.
You'd have a propensity of interrupting and disrespect. You have one more time.
Thank you, sir.
To burn out and disrespect not just the chair, because I'm just a man, but you're disrespecting this body. And with guests in the house, though I may be a disrespect, but I'm certainly not disrespecting you. I'm asking you as a man and as a human to have civility, have some common decency and respect, and be quiet.
I got it.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, as painful as this is, I get no pleasure out of making this determination. And I've been as consistent in the last 2 years as any chair I've witnessed in terms of bending over backwards, not allowing people to come under charges and things of this nature. So you can say and accuse me or any other member of this body what you want. But the facts are, the bylaws say when it comes to a person in this position, it isn't as clear as it is if you're an officer of the corporation. But more importantly, the fact of the matter is, this situation has nothing to do with personalities. This situation has to do with intent. And the bottom line for me is, it was clearly what her intent was. No one was seated. There's no harm, no foul done other than feelings. And I close with that statement in just 48 seconds. Now, are you prepared to vote?
I request a roll call vote, please.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
I would request, out of respect and out of decency, that Kevin White be given 2 minutes to speak.
Well, I would honor your request, but I'm going to put it to a vote because I believe there are people who disagree with you, because that would be totally out of decorum. It would be totally unprecedented to have that done. Now, because I am a fair chair and I'm not a dictator, and I really feel like I don't really have a dog in this hunt other than do what's right, and sometimes doing what's right is going along with your bad decisions, but I have to do that as chair. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have an... Go ahead.
We have a motion on the floor.
On the question.
What?
He already...
I can't hear you.
chair.
Yes, ma'am. We have a motion on the floor. The question was called.
Challenge the chair. What was
That wasn't a challenge. That was a suggestion he made.
A suggestion.
Yes.
May I, maybe, would we please, everybody, we are close to the public speaking. Can we give Mr. White the time to answer or to talk to us?
I think that would be appropriate, Mr. Ryder.
After the vote?
At the time of public speaking, at 8 o'clock.
After the vote.
Well, who could stop that speaking?
In as much as it would have an effect on the vote, in as much as he has a stake in this, I think, in as much as we're talking about it, some of us think he has as much stake as Maria Elena. I think it's appropriate that he be given a chance to speak.
Well, frankly,
that's my request.
I respect the request, but I do disagree that he has more at stake. Being taken off of something is a lot more at stake than being placed on something. Let's make that clear. Secondly, if he is allowed to speak, I am going to propose she be allowed to speak and make the points that she wanted to make. So if you want to make a debate out of it, you can make a debate out of it. But I don't believe it's fair to have the gentleman speak other than in the prime time for public. Or if you do so, I'm going to allow the member to refute and to rebut. Now, you vote on your pleasure, the vote is to allow Mr. White to have 2 minutes.
We have a motion on the floor that we are ready to vote.
Yes,
we cannot introduce a different motion.
Go ahead.
And start voting in
you're absolutely right.
What Mr. George Ryder is asking you to do as chair is to do something in basically in violation of the proper procedures for a meeting. However, I would like to Mr. Ryder to acknowledge that while Mr. Lark does not always perfectly follow procedures for a reading, we're trying to get business done. And I'm not against what you have asked for, but I'd like you to at least give our chair the same respect that we're asking you to do when you ask us to do something a little strange, so that we can at least be more civil.
Just made a request. You can do what you
I'm just to do. Acknowledge it, because a minute ago you were chewing him out for not being perfect in his procedures.
That was a minute ago.
That's all.
It was in response to something he said to me.
That's all I want to say.
I made the request. Do what you wish.
I think that what would be in order is to carry the motion, because the motion is before us. The motion was a request for a roll call vote, actually prior to my acknowledging your request. And so I think for decorum and to expedite, because we can do a vote in 8 minutes. I think the public is ready and gearing to go at 8, so I don't want to extend this. Y'all know where y'all stand with this, so why extend this any further? Yes, ma'am.
I do have a point of order with regard to procedure. My question is this. Don't we have to approve our agenda first? And if so...
No, the chair allowed himself to get distracted. So what's before us now is a motion.
This topic is destroying the whole meeting.
Yes, but there's a motion that I want to expedite. And that motion has been called. A roll call has been requested. Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Yes.
Yes.
Is there any objection?
On the resolution of the challenge to the chair.
Right.
Sustain
the chair?
Yes.
Is any objection?
Yes, the vote to overturn the chair. Yes.
So
always a vote.
That's overturned. That's right, because it's been challenged.
Point of order. So yes means...
overturning
supporting
the chair.
Yes, the chair. No.
Will someone read the question or the motion?
Yes.
Usually, yes, we sustain the chair.
Point of procedure.
Against the chair.
Go right ahead, ma'am.
When the chair is being challenged, the yes vote means that you are supporting the chair. The no vote means that you are against the ruling of the chair. That is the way that we always did it. That's the way that the PMB does it. Yes means supporting the chair.
Okay.
That there's been no resignation.
That was challenged.
Point of information. And still it requires the majority of the vote.
Yes, there's a... Let's be clear now. What we have before us is a challenge of the chair's decision that there is, in effect, no resignation. To sustain that ruling, you need to vote no.
No.
To sustain that ruling, because you in effect are his challenge If you vote yes, we'll be sustained.
No. Mr. Chair, sustaining the chair means a yes vote.
Correct.
Yeah. Come on, PMB members.
Usually it's like that.
Yeah.
What
sustaining the chair means yes.
Right, and the chair has ruled that there's no existing resignation.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, for the sake of confusion,
point of order.
Yes, sir.
May I read directly from the book exactly what it says?
Mr. Master Parliamentarian, let him read, please.
It says, those in favor of sustaining the chair's decision say aye. Those opposed to sustaining this decision say no. So a yes vote sustains the chair's decision.
Okay, now that's been clarified. Yes, sir.
I just think we're insulting Kevin by not allowing him to speak.
Oh, come
really,
on.
He's the one affected by this.
I think if you are a member of the board, it is insulting. But the fact that Mr. White chose to come and sit at the table without being, that's his choice. But I don't believe it's disrespect. In fact, I've had a conversation with Mr. White trying to ameliorate this situation before the meeting. But never the sec. That idea is we know a seat is going to come up because people resign. And to have all of this for an hour and in 1 month from now, there's a chair that's open. It's ridiculous if you want to talk about ridiculousness. Go right ahead.
Mr. Chair, please orders of the day. We are in the middle of a roll call vote.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Call the vote.
Teresa Allen.
No.
Alana Purim.
Yes.
Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Adriana Casanave.
Yes.
Mary Elena Castellanos.
Yes.
Phil Collins.
No.
Don Cook.
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Anissa Faruqi?
Aye.
Hank Lamb?
No.
Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Gerald Lynch?
Yes.
Susie Moreno?
Yes.
Susan Radwin, yes. Nancy Sabara Naritomi?
Sabar.
Yes.
Deborah Shefto?
No.
Ted Weiskel?
Yes.
Joseph Davis?
Yes.
Tony Cox?
No.
Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Venetia Patel Adams?
Yes.
George Ryder?
No.
Cliff Smith?
Yes.
As we await the tally, would one of the members pass out of piece of paper to determine who will be speaking in the gallery today.
May we approve the request for information? May we approve the agenda?
We will approve the agenda after we expedite this vote.
Thank you.
I'm ready.
Okay. The vote announced, Madam Secretary?
16 yes, 7 no.
Please enter this into the record.
16 yes. 7 no. Motion. The chair of the ruling is sustained. The chair's ruling is sustained.
And we need to go.
The agenda?
Mr. Chair, there's no objection.
Huh?
Mr. Chair.
My hand was up before George's.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
My hand was up before George.
I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
I'm the chair of the governance committee for the PNB, and as such, I have a certain responsibility to see to it that the organization follows the bylaws. An organization that doesn't follow its own bylaws doesn't really have an organization. And I feel I cannot participate any further in this meeting, and so I'm going to leave.
Okay. Well, thank you for it.
Are you withdrawing or resigning?
Thank you, sir. There'll be no further discussion back and forth with the member. The member has chosen to leave. And the second member, the third member, the fourth member, fifth member, all in protest. And we'll note that. Now we can get down to business. Yes. Yes. I've lived that life. I know.
Point of order.
I've lived under that. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I request the the LSP to consider a consent motion because it's time sensitive. It regards the open meetings violation of our.
Ma'am, are you? I have to ask you. Are you submitting a motion?
A consent item. Yes.
Well, the consent item means that you've already gotten the consent of the committee that it needs to come out of, or you've gotten the consent of the majority of the board members to place it. Now, have you done that?
Well, yes, through word of mouth.
So you do have the consent of the majority of the members?
The majority of the board wants to keep our CPB funding eligibility, and so we must honor open meetings, transparency, and follow through. And the committees of development and outreach.
Well, ma'am, I'm willing to take your motion to add that to the agenda, but now is not the time to discuss it.
Mr. Chair, you have my emergency motion that was based on the fact that the meeting was improperly interrupted by this controversy.
I have been duly noticed.
Comment, so could we do this after comment?
Sure. Member?
It depends. I mean, it concerns the heat. And Mother and I being in the car because we're not allowed into the station for these committee meetings, and I cannot hear. It was in the 80s at the last two meetings, but, I mean, it's gone up. It's now in the high 80s. And I cannot always get a place in the shade, and it's very difficult to be driving to Kroger and using the restroom and coming back, and I want to use my baby monitor so I can have better audio because Hank's telephone ain't doing it. And if
yes,
I am not permitted to join that, because the manager wants to be banned from the station, and these two committees, the majority of them, voted to keep me out and to keep it by keeping it at the station.
Point of order.
This is violation of open meetings.
You have a point of order, ma'am.
Yes. We have, every member have the right to put any motion in the agenda, but we need to do it once that we start approving the agenda.
That's what I tried to tell the member, but I wanted to let her get that out. Now we are up to the time of public comment, and we have Dewey.
Hey, I was first.
Kevin White. Well,
I
know I can read, okay?
Well, I got to it before it was finished.
Hey,
so
Dewey
got that
you.
Way, too.
Dewey, it's you. Part of this is going to fall on no ears because some have left.
We
the earlier meeting, when we first started this resignation, withdrawal, whatever, I made the request for the members of the board to speak up because even though I have good hearing, I cannot hear. Now, either they had bad hearing and didn't hear me, they were talking and couldn't hear me, or they couldn't hear me because someone else was talking, which is not unusual at this meeting. So when something is under discussion, will everyone please speak up? Even though I don't have a vote, I'd like to know what's going on so I can comment later. Thank you.
All right.
A point of information.
Yes, ma'am.
Shall we ask Dewey to move up a little closer to the table?
Okay, next.
I couldn't hear.
Okay, shall we ask Dewey to move up a little closer into the
chair? Next, members out of order. Next is Kevin.
Hi. We are not under this version of Robert's Rules of Order. We're under the California Corporation approved Robert's Rules of Order, which do not allow. Oh, we're on the California Corporate Code's Robert Rules of Order. We're not on this book. And they do not allow people to withdraw or resign and not and come back and have it all better again. I was offered Ira's seat by the board just at the beginning of the meeting, which should go to the person behind me in the
election. No,
which did not be offered to me in the first place.
By the chair.
By the chair, yes.
That's not true. I indicated to you, since you brought me in, there will be a seat up, likely, because everybody resigns from time to time. Now, he takes people's words and use them any way that he wants to, but that's an outright lie.
Well,
yes.
You're interrupting public comment.
Don't lie.
Number two, the Saturday after she rescinded her resignation, he called my house on Saturday around 11 a.m. and told me that Deb and George were leaving at the end of the month because of Green Party responsibilities, and I could have one of their
chairs.
That's
not true either.
I don't think I need to explain my veracity to this, to any of you. But in any case, though, I would love to see anyone to cite in the bylaws anything called withdrawal. I mean, quit and resign and leaving, and there's 200,000 words in English, and there's lots of synonyms. But essentially, resign means leaving with, you know, there's no language in the bylaws for withdrawal or rescission, you know. And I've kept my, I've not yelled, I've not raised my voice at all during this whole process. But in any case, I'm not lying, and I'm not saying anyone else is. That's all I need to say. That's all I should have to say.
Okay.